Hi, I'm Emma, and this is the Creative Edition. Our mission is to inspire creatives to discover, grow, and own their brand. All right, friends, so today we're going to be chatting about a few tips on creating shareable and savable content for your audience. I feel like in this day and age in 2024, as I'm recording this, I feel like it can still be really easy to fall in the trap of wanting to make things go viral or just focusing on the algorithm in itself. And so if you are feeling that way, or maybe you're just wanting to do a content refresh because you're looking to revamp your content strategy, this podcast episode is for you. But before we dive into creating shareable and savable content for your audience, let's do our question of the day. And the question of the day is, how are you feeling today? All right, friends. So I thought it would be a good time to do a quick wellness check. I feel like if you haven't done a wellness check in a while, maybe you haven't checked in with your doctor, maybe you haven't done your annual physical, or maybe you just haven't chatted with one of your friends, this is your sign to do a little wellness check. And so we're going to do a quick check-in with me, with you right now. So for me, friends, as I'm recording this, I am 9 months postpartum and I am starting to feel like more of myself again. I feel like, you know, sleeping now regularly, being in a really good rhythm with Braxton's naps. I feel like I've found a good rhythm with work and when I work. Overall, I feel like I'm feeling more regulated, and so I'm feeling a lot better. My sister, I just got off the phone with her, and she was like, "You really should tell people like how your postpartum fitness journey is going." She was like, I think it's really helpful when you post, you know, those little tidbits of you on the Peloton, on Instagram stories. And I was like, really? I was like, you know, I'm just sharing like a little update. And so, postpartum fitness wise, I feel like this postpartum journey honestly has been so up and down, but now 9 months postpartum, I'm feeling pretty good. I feel like I still have a lot of strength to build back up. Before I had Braxton, when I was working out at the gym, I was literally grabbing like 10 pound, 15 pound, 20 pound dumbbells, especially if I was working on a bench. I am still using like 3 pounds and 5 pounds. And then at my heaviest, I've used a 10 pound dumbbell. So I feel like there's still like a lot of strength I'm looking to build back up. But overall, friends, I feel like I have shifted my mindset around fitness now. I realized this, especially last year. For me, exercise and my fitness routine honestly is really about helping me complete my stress response cycle and being able to like burn off that anxious energy throughout the day. And so for me, you know, I'm not training for a half marathon like I was before I got pregnant. And so what's sustainable for me right now is doing 15-minute, 20-minute rides or runs. And so that's all I'm really doing, friends. And then I walk daily with Brandon, and we walk Braxton and Boone around the neighborhood, or sometimes I walk with my mom and we'll walk Braxton and Boone around the neighborhood. I feel like just integrating like walking daily into my day-to-day routine has really helped me just like build my, I guess like confidence back up. I feel like walking is like a really easy thing, really gentle on you as well if you're also in your postpartum, you know, journey. And so, yeah, overall feeling good. So grateful that I'm moving my body each day. But again, like my workouts are really short. Like I did a 10-minute ab video before, you know, I hopped in the shower and then hopped on the mic to record this. And then this morning when I woke up, I did a 15-minute ride just to get the day started because I knew like my mom's not coming over today. So it's just me and Braxton, and then Brandon has to go visit a customer. So he'll be gone all day. And so for me, I was like, let me just get like my main workout, my 15-minute ride done at the very beginning of the day before Braxton wakes up. I'll do a 10-minute ab video when he goes down for a nap, shower, and then get some work done. All right, friends, kind of a long wellness check. So let's dive into it, friends. Let's talk about how to create shareable and savable content for your audience. So I recently saw on Threads, there's like conversations going around about how to like stop trying to go viral. Like it's actually like not a good strategy because sometimes when your videos or your posts go viral, you know, your piece of content gets exposed to obviously a larger audience that's not yours. And sometimes it doesn't always attract your right target audience for you. I will say, I think there's ups and downs to going viral, obviously, right? Like a huge you know, surge in traffic, you know, eyes on your page, eyes on your content. But I do kind of agree with that. I feel like sometimes like you attract like the wrong type of people. And so especially not the wrong type of people, but like you're not your target audience. And so I think a better strategy, you know, instead of trying to go viral, instead of trying to focus on the algorithm, I really think refocusing your content strategy on creating savable and shareable content is a more, I guess, productive way, you know, to create content for your audience. So before we dive into it, like, why do people save or share content? So people share and save content because maybe that piece of content solves a problem. Maybe that piece of content is a source of inspiration. Maybe if you are looking to, you know, plan a trip this year, you're starting to save, you know, beautiful content that you see online. Maybe you're saving content from Greece or content from Southeast Asia. Maybe you really want to do a backpacking trip to Vietnam and Cambodia. Or maybe you are saving recipes, right? That's another source of inspiration. Sometimes people save or share content because it's a source of entertainment. It makes you laugh. This is something Brandon and I do every day. He saves funny videos and shows them to me at the end of the day. And honestly, his algorithms are so different than mine. I literally would never see the pieces of content ever on my feed because we just consume different content. But for us, like, you know, being able to laugh over a video or, you know, a comedian or a skit or whatever, like that's something that we really bond over. And so that's another reason why people save or share content. Additionally, people want to experience the same experience. So again, maybe if you are looking to travel to New York City for the first time and you want to experience being able to see a really beautiful, you know, skyline or view of New York City, you save, you know, all the different viewpoints in the city, you know, so that's another reason why people save or share. Keeping this in mind, right, like you as a consumer, you're probably already saving and consuming content in this way. And so I think it's really important to start to like flip your mindset. And when you start to create content with your audience in mind, you literally, you just start to create that savable, shareable content. And in return, friends, you will be able to connect with your community and continue to grow your brand. I think one thing too that's helped with me per se, like start creating savable and shareable content, is that I've been able to build trust with my audience as an expert or, you know, as a reliable guide in my city. I feel like on my page, two things that I've really tried to do is, you know, really establish myself as a creator. I feel like, you know, with the podcast, obviously, right, been creating content on the podcast for the last few years, but also just like sharing my creator tips and posing ideas and how to work with brands. Like, I feel like that's been able to help me, you know, establish as an expert, as I've shared, you know, all these like informative types of content about, again, maybe like how to work with brands or how to negotiate brand campaigns. And then additionally, right, like one thing I've tried to establish also with my page is I'm a Seattle content creator. And so I'm sharing places like lifestyle spots, right, coffee shops, bakeries, different places I go to in Seattle, right? I feel like that's been a great way for me to establish myself as like a reliable guide in my city. And so, you know, that can be it for you too, right? Like maybe you are trying to become a travel creator and you want to be a reliable source for inspiration, right? And then that way, right, you can like flip your mindset. You're like, okay, then if I want to be a source of, you know, travel inspiration, how can I create shareable or savable content? All right, friends. And this is the how. I feel like, oh, you know, I've seen different words for this, like understanding the different types of content ideas or content types that you can create. But whether you create content that's words, maybe you write blog posts or articles on LinkedIn, or whether you make short form video content on TikTok, on Instagram, on YouTube Shorts, right? Know that these eight different content ideas and types that we're going to talk about today can be in any type of form, any type of content that you want to create. Experimenting with these types, I feel like, will help you create that savable, shareable content. All right, friends. So You know, content idea number one is entertainment, right? Entertaining types of content. So this can be memes, this can be digital art or cartoons, this can be maybe a skit, maybe it's dancing, singing, or shock or surprising videos. Again, as I mentioned, like at the top of the episode, like Brandon and I literally will like, he saves funny videos and, you know, that ones that make us laugh or that ones that are really entertaining. And that's something that we bond over. And so for you, right, if it fits for your content pillar, your niche, like exploring some sort of, you know, type of way to like make your audience laugh or entertain them. That's one way to create savable or shareable content. Another content idea, friends, that you can explore are stories, right? I think one story that I wanted to like, you know, learn more about, like I it's actually kind of a sad story. So maybe I won't go into it, but I'll just go into like an example of like, you know, stories that I share on my page, right? I feel like anytime you tell a story, I feel like people want to hear and like learn about it. And for me, one thing that I have been transparent about, you know, just like a monthly update, monthly story, right? It's just my postpartum journey. I feel like if you start way back at the beginning of the summer, like I literally was like on the struggle bus, friends, like sharing that on stories and on Instagram, talking about how hard it was trying to figure out how to like create content again, trying to figure out, you know, nap times and feeding times and like trying to feel, you know, somewhat normal again. Like just sharing my postpartum stories, I feel like was like something that just a lot of people connected with. I always get messages after I share something, you know, during like my postpartum, I guess, journey. So for you, right, like stories is another way to that you can help create savable, shareable content, right? Maybe you shall share personal stories or real life stories. Maybe you share stories about you learning from failure or maybe learning from a pivotal life moment or a decision, you know, that you were faced with and it was a fork in the road. Or maybe you just share, you know, a funny story, right? Maybe there's like something that inspired you to create a specific recipe. Maybe you were out of something in your kitchen and you're a foodie creator. And so you started just experimenting, playing around with different substitutes to be able to whatever, bake or cook whatever you're making that day. Another content idea that you can explore creating savable share content is content that includes reviews or recommendations. So I feel like anytime you're as a creator, you talk about people, places, and things, and you say, maybe you give your honest opinion on something, or maybe you just share your recommendations. Those are all savable, shareable. And so for me, friends, one thing that's been working for me, I've just been sharing like Seattle coffee shops to check out, and I'll do roundup posts where I'll share four different ones to check out. And sure enough, friends, there's a lot of saves and shares on that, those types of content. So for you, maybe, you know, you're a local creator in LA and you want to showcase like the different spots to eat. Maybe you do a roundup, right? Like, oh, here's the three places you should eat this weekend. Here's where you should eat for breakfast. Here's where you should eat for lunch, and here's where you should eat for dinner. Or maybe you are a foodie creator, right? And you're a food blogger and you want to share your three recipes for your Mother's Day brunches, like three different things you could create for your Mother's Day brunch. And then you either make that into a reel or a TikTok video, or you make it into an Instagram carousel post, right? And you share that. That's something that's shareable and savable. Another content type to explore, depending on what content pillar or niche you're in, is informative types of content. So think about like news or updates, or maybe you do like a latest trend alert, or you share a list of resources. I feel like depending on, you know, who your target audience is, like I feel like sharing informative types of posts can be very helpful to your audience. I think the first example for me that, you know, this comes to mind is obviously I'm looking a lot of like baby content right now, looking at lots of different like baby recipes to feed Braxton. I'm a little bit nervous about baby led weaning, but we've done lots of soft foods. And if we are serving, you know, new food or different types of meat, like Braxton had salmon for the first time last night, we're really like offering it in small bites because, you know, we just don't want him to choke, but being able to like see the different, you know, different like methods that are different ideas. I guess this also falls into like reviews and recommendations that other, you know, moms or experts are out there are recommending that 9 to 10 month old babies, you know, try out, you know, for food. I feel like it's been really helpful. Also, one thing I look at is like what, like, you know, different cups and plates and things that people are also using. I think that's been really helpful, like in at least my journey trying to figure out like how to feed Braxton 3 meals a day. And then also, right, if you are trying to establish like authority or expertise in your field, maybe you're a real estate agent, maybe you're a hairdresser, maybe you're a personal coach, right? Like maybe you're trying to, you know, show your potential audience that, you know, you really are an expert in this field. Sharing informative types of posts can help, you know, showcase your expertise. All right, friends. So another content type to explore is conversational types of content. So I feel like I've talked about this before on the podcast. Anytime you encourage your audience to, you know, it just like share a little bit about themselves, right? Or you share a little bit about you. Those are ways to, you know, create savable and shareable content. Maybe you create a whole thread about your top recommendations in a specific city that you're visiting next, and you can encourage your audience to also share, you know, with you, like what their recommendations are. I personally have saved posts because I'm like, oh, I want to look at the comment section after this just because I want to know what people are using, what people are, where people are going, because I know this is going to be, you know, something that's really helpful. Driving conversation can, again, be really great for your audience, right? Again, just to like drive that engagement, help you connect with your audience, but also it can be a resource for your audience as well. All right, friends. And I feel like the last type of content that I want to talk about, and this is probably like something that you might already be doing, especially, you know, if you are showcasing a specific process, right, is instructional types of content. So content ideas that fall into instructional types of content include step-by-step guides or tips and tricks and tutorials and that how-to content. So think about, you know, your favorite foodie creators, you know, who are showing you how to create a recipe for the first time. Maybe on their blog, they offer the step-by-step recipe, and then they also have a video, right? That's savable and shareable content. Anytime you teach someone how to do something or you show, you know, the process of doing something, right? Maybe it's for the first time. Maybe you're showing how to throw a clay pot for the first time, or maybe you're showing how to put together a book proposal for the first time, right? Anytime you have that instructional types of content, it provides so much value to your audience, and that is really savable and shareable content. All right, friends. So I hope that was really helpful in talking about what savable and shareable content is. And just to recap this, friends, right? Savable content can look like saving reviews or recommendations, or it can also look like saving, you know, funny memes. Like think about like all the Barstool Sports memes, and, you know, they have a really highly engaged audience and who really loves to be entertained, right? Or to be shocked or to be, you know, I don't know, bewildered, right? Like that, those are, you know, they, I feel like, create really great entertainment types of content that's always shared or saved. Also, maybe for you, you're going to start exploring creating like instructional workout routines that you can do at home, especially if you're a fitness creator. That's another way to create savable or shareable content. Or maybe you're an artist, right? And you want to show like your potential clients out there, right? Like the different graphics and the different like digital artworks that you create. And so maybe you start experimenting, creating quotes where, because I know that's another thing that a lot of people save or share is quotes. Like, I feel like I always see people share different quotes or, you know, beautiful artwork depending on like, you know, where they live, especially if like, you know, it's a new spring season or if there's, I don't know, something that's coming up like tulip season or whatever that may be, right? People always like to share, you know, those digital artwork. I wish I was honestly an artist. I would love to experiment creating more graphics in that way. All right, friends. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I hope this encourages you to explore creating savable and shareable content for your audience. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate, review, and recommend the podcast to a friend. If we haven't connected on Instagram yet, you can find us at Emma's Edition and at The Creative Edition. Sign up for our email newsletter and join our Facebook group, and we'll see you guys next time.